Who do y'all think is the strongest Avenger? 3, 2, 1.
Wanda.
wait.
Iron Man's dead.
Iron Man. Do you understand who this is?
No, yeah, I understand.
I said Iron Man 2. I said Iron Man 2. Wait, she got crushed by rocks.
Iron Man can fucking do anything in the world.
Do you understand who this is?
Yeah.
Yo, Wanda got crushed by rocks.
That's that good shit.
Yo. It's me. This is Brother Ooch. And Oochie Games. And we are the Full Power Podcast.
Oh! Let's get it! All right!
All right. So, how y'all doing today? I'm the host. I'm the host with the most. IQ Ooch 4.0. Chat.
I fucking love it. I'm a fan already.
All right. Ryan, how are you doing today?
Well, you know, thanks for asking. You know, I don't usually get asked this question. It's so funny because I usually just ask you motherfuckers all the goddamn time. But, you know, I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling pretty good, you know, just had work, full day, came home, ate, and we got some new things coming up for the podcast that, obviously, if you guys couldn't already tell, our boy IQ is the host that knows the most right now. He's going to be driving the entire time. Obviously, I have control of the buttons, but yeah, so that's how I'm doing.
I got my permit.
Nice.
All right, Brother Ooch, Brandon, how you doing today?
I'm doing absolutely great now.
Uh-huh.
My Lakers won against the motherfucking Bucks. OT.
Congratulations.
Come on, man.
They won when no LeBron.
We went crazy. Dinner out Saturday with the boys. I'm getting paid for it.
Wait, that's what you're doing this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha.
And then me and Vanessa going to the Sunday Laker game.
Oh, cool.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You going to Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh.
That's where the Nets play. The Barclays Center or whatever.
All yeah. Right. Nice.
But yeah, no. Today's solid. Work, school, Laker game. Stressful game. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, double OT sounds pretty fucking stressful.
Double OT's crazy. That's it, though. I'm chilling. Now I'm chilling.
All right. Well, I've been chilling. I've been doing good. I went back to school today. Yesterday, I took a skip day because, you know, I'm a senior. I could do that.
Oh, I like that. I like that shit. He's flexing.
I can do that.
All right. Dope.
And, robotics team won. We going to Houston, chat.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Out here.
Who'd y'all
be
destroy?
Be back at. Huh?
What robot y'all kill?
Yes. I mean, our robot got beat up. I ain't gonna lie.
But y'all won.
Yeah.
See, it's not all about destruction.
Nah, but like, how did this robot get beat up, and they won? Got that defense?
Yeah, our defense was good. Our defense was good. You know, we got the Patreon. You already know, Full Power Podcast. Go, buy. A membership, the Ozarus,
the thriving Ozarus,
the thriving Ozarus, be one of them. More money, more stuff on the show, and we all like more stuff.
And you get to hear your name at the end. Yep, don't forget that.
Email any questions, no BS at fullpowerpod@gmail.com.
No BS.
He said no BS. That means no fucking fake ass sponsorship offers. I don't want that. We don't want that.
And all the other socials, we don't got time for that. Check them in the description.
There it is.
Do some work.
There
do
it is. What a host right now, telling the folks what to do. All right, so where are you navigating this episode 142 at this point.
All right, my questions are all over the place.
Okay, so we're hopping right into it.
I mean, yeah.
All right, so you want to introduce what we have now for the podcast now for our answers? How we're gonna do this?
Oh, so now, you know, because we're like that.
Mm.
We got whiteboards, chats.
Ooh. Look at that.
So, whenever I say a question for this episode, we're all going to write down on our whiteboards the answers. Sometimes we could do some tier lists. Sometimes it's just a yes or no, agree, disagree, true, false answer.
Okay. All right.
However it rocks, however it rolls.
Ooh, all right. I like that. All right. Let's get it. I'm down.
First question of the day. You know, we all like the MCU. We all like Marvel.
Absolutely.
Even though sometimes it falls out. I'm looking at you, Thor, Love and Thunder. Trash.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. He's starting off a hella aggressive.
Thor, Love and...
All right, so what's the question?
So, easy question. What is the best Marvel movie of all time? And no saying Endgame, because that's just a cheap answer.
All right.
Low-key, I have a question myself. I am the host.
But you have a question.
Well, I have a question. So, like, you know, like, No Way Home, Far From Home, they're still, like, MCU, right?
Even absolutely. On, like, 100% Plus. Absolutely a part of it, yeah.
Well, they should put it on Disney Plus, bro.
I thought it was.
I thought it wasn't. I don't know. It might be. I don't remember. Chat.
All right, so count us down when you want us to reveal answers. We'll all reveal at the same time, and then you'll decide who answers why we picked what we picked.
Oh, low key. I did say like the best Marvel movie, but we could do like a 1-2-3 type John.
What do you mean by that?
Like top three.
Oh, you want to do top three?
I don't even remember.
Yeah,
that
yeah. Just
movies.
So it's like more, you know.
Okay. All right.
I only got.
Well, it doesn't have to be top three, but like not ordered.
So wait, but he.
I don't remember that many movies, bro. Not from
you
the.
You don't remember
the MCU,
three of the MCU?
Nope.
That's so. All right.
I only know current.
All right, let's keep it just to one then. I guess.
All right. All right.
Shit. They've been disappointed. So
and
am
just
I
to be fair on myself,
if I'm disappointed,
just to be fair on myself, I will not pick any Spider-Man movies.
Why are you nerfing your own answer?
Because y'all know I'm gonna say No Way Home,
bro. But is that not a part of the assignment?
Yeah, but then you don't get no like character development,
bro. That you're making this so complicated for no reason.
Let's just show the answers, bro. I got all one.
Right. You still writing yours?
I didn't write it yet.
Holy shit.
All right, guys. The first reveal of whiteboard time. I don't know if they're going to work on their thing because they're too far away and they have lights.
Yeah.
But 3-2-1 flip.
Wow.
Oh, wait.
Thor Ragnarok.
Did he just write Avengers?
Yep. I sure did.
Wait. Which one?
Doesn't matter.
He just wrote Avengers.
That, okay. Explain why you said what you said.
Because that's the last one I kind of remember.
Okay.
But Avengers what?
Do you understand? His question was very nerfed and all over the place, I will say. But he said, what's your favorite? What's the best MCU movie? And he said, no, Endgame. You said Avengers.
Not Endgame. Before Endgame.
So there's like four.
What's the one before Endgame?
Infinity War.
Infinity War?
What the fuck is this?
Okay. Listen. Iron Man. All I gotta say.
He was in all.
Your fucking reason, niggas. Okay. I said No Way Home because it is the greatest fucking superhero film ever. Next to Endgame.
That's a good one.
That is the best one. And I could go all day talking about how godlike it is. 20 years in the making, all three Spider-Man characters in there. You got Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland all in the same film. It was hyped up. And if you were paying attention to all the little teases, if you were like me, you'd be able to see that was what's going to happen. So, boom, yeah. No Way Home, best one.
See, you know, I would have said that. And I still think No Way Home is like the best.
But then
you wouldn't have a different opinion in the mix.
Sure.
So, I said Thor Ragnarok because first and foremost, the best Thor movie. And then they released trash after.
Wow.
Yeah, just like Hulk.
Love and Thunder was not that bad.
Bro, who the hell was even the girl? Love? Like, who cares? No one cares.
Nobody wanted to see.
I only care about Thor.
You guys are so ignorant. It's not even funny.
They did the same shit.
It's called Thor Love and Thunder, not whatever this is.
Okay.
Wasn't he fat in that movie?
No! That was an Endgame.
Oh, yeah, after he was fucking depressed?
Yes, because they lost.
That nigga should not be depressed. That nigga should be fucking...
Fueling!
Fueling after the L.
That's... Some people are different. It just goes to show you how it can affect people in many different ways. Even if he is a god.
Not no more.
Alright, what's
not no more.
What else you got?
Anyway, so the reason I said Thor Ragnarok, one, the soundtrack went crazy.
Okay. Oh! Yeah. That's a good
that
one.
That was great.
Yeah, that part was OD. That was a very epic part. 100%. I agree with that.
It showed the growth of Thor's character, because like he don't need the hammer to throw hands.
Well, yeah, he already been lost that hammer. He had he had Stormbreaker at that point.
Mm. Oh yeah.
That
was cool because it was like Thor. It was like the Thor and Hulk show with like the whole different planet.
Mm-hmm.
Where like they hailed Hulk and stuff.
Oh wait, I'm bugging. I'm thinking of Love and Thunder. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about that one. No, it was Mjolnir. That's my bad.
Yeah, but then Mjolnir got crushed by him.
Oh wait, but then he does get Stormbreaker in that movie. Okay, yeah, so I'm double whammed over here. Sorry.
No, I don't think he gets Stormbreaker in that one.
Oh wait, you're right. Damn, what the fuck? I'm all over the place right now. He gets Stormbreaker in Infinity War, right?
Yeah,
that's what it is. Damn, I forgot. Okay.
The whole thing was like, I don't got my hammer, I'm weak. He'd be like, nah.
Yeah.
You not weak. And it was cool, because you got to see Hulk, you got to see Banner, you got to see backstory on the Valkyries and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
Asgard
was cool
is not the place, it is the people.
Ooh, I like that. You remember the quote. You remember the quote. Oh, I like that.
All right, feeding... Well, that's the end of the question.
All right, very nice first question.
Feeding into the MCU still.
Oof. Wow, I'm surprised we're still here.
Who do y'all think is the strongest Avenger?
Strongest Single Avenger? Man.
Yeah. Body anyone in their path in a 1v1.
Oh.
Strongest Avenger.
Too easy.
I'm ready to reveal.
It's too fucking easy.
Count us off.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Nigga, fuck Wanda.
wait.
Iron Man's that nigga.
Iron Man. Do you understand who this is?
No, yeah, I understand.
I said Iron Man 2. I said Iron Man 2.
Wait,
she got crushed by rocks.
Iron Man can fucking do anything in the world.
Do you understand who this is?
Yeah.
Yo, Wanda got crushed by rocks. And she died.
Listen.
She's not dead. She's confirmed not dead.
No.
Iron Man can upgrade his suit to
to deflect whatever bullshit she got.
He wasn't supposed to die in Endgame. Fucking absorb the shock.
Hold on. All right. I can tell you're still hurt by Endgame.
Of course.
I can tell. All right. Do you understand who Wanda is?
Some lady?
Okay, let me explain something to you. All right, let me learn you something real quick.
That got some powers.
some powers. Okay, well, some of those powers just so happens to make her the Scarlet Witch, aka one of the strongest beings in the entire universe. Don't fuck the Avengers.
Iron Man, the smartest nigga in the universe.
So, brains beat. I don't even know what I'm about to say after that, but brains beat.
So you're saying that
brains beat power.
Iron Man's the king.
Iron Man is king.
Your question says strongest.
Yeah, he is the strongest.
He is not the strongest. Iron Man is OD for sure. I love me some Tony Stark, but don't get it twisted. WandaVision, if she fought Iron Man one-on-one right now with your superpowers and everything.
With any suit.
No, listen.
Yo, Iron Man literally made Iron Man.
Hold on. Iron Man got suits on suits to deal with anything.
So you think in one of those fucking 40-something 100 suits, he has a suit to rival Scarlet Witch?
Yes, that nigga
will go through the whole collection.
He made his own element.
That motherfucker.
So
yo,
what?
Wanda could destroy one of his suits. Boom. Be right back. Suit.
Okay.
Next.
Okay. All right.
Next.
This is how I know you didn't even watch Multiverse of Madness.
I don't need to.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, because you're missing out on key fucking shit.
Bro, it was not Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. It was just Scarlet Witch.
Listen.
I just know certain information off the comics. Where this nigga has too many suits and nobody's beating, no one's beating this man.
Okay. I need you to listen to what I'm about to say. Okay? Before you spew any more bullshit, okay? In Multiverse of Madness, Wanda soloed the Avengers in that universe.
Mm-hmm.
That universe comprised of a Captain Marvel.
Of trash.
No one cares about Captain Marvel.
Wow. That's... Wow.
Next.
I can't believe
Next.
I'm in this room right
Hulk's,
now.
Hulk's ass.
Hulk was not Hulk. On that team.
Oh, that's a half-ass Avengers team then, because how are you going to have Avengers with no Hulk? Who else we got on the roster?
There was a Captain America.
No one cares about Cap.
What?
Not like that.
Get all right. Next question. I can't. There's no. There is literally zero point in trying to explain to this fucking kid any real reason. Yo,
it wasn't even Cap.
Was BP in there?
What was her name? Penny.
Who's BP?
Peggy,
Black Panther.
Peggy
it was BP. Was BP in
no.
there? What kind of Avengers team is this?
It was an alternate universe
some
Avengers that had
Avengers.
Okay. You're going to keep talking shit. I'm going to try to keep to tell you what the
Bro,
truth of the matter is.
Didn't they have the X-Men guy in the wheelchair?
Yes, they had Professor Xavier in the fucking shit. They had the dude from Inhumans.
Black Bolt.
Thank you. They had Black Bolt.
I don't even know.
You don't even know who he is. Guess what his power is?
What?
As soon as he speaks, you die.
Yo,
how?
Iron Man can deflect that.
Because that's how he works.
When he speaks, you die. So you just got cut off his vocal cords?
Well, Wanda basically altered his fucking mouth so that when he spoke, he blew himself up.
Type shit.
She went into Xavier's head and killed... Well, yeah, and she killed him. She had to fight a Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic, who's the real smartest person in the universe.
Mr. Van,
not Tony Stark.
We're gonna bring up Fantastic Four.
Here's a fun fact for you. I know you're sad. I know you're sad, and I know you're upset about Tony Stark being dead from Endgame. This shit happened in 2019. That was 5 fucking years ago. Okay, guess what? He's probably gonna come back, so don't fucking worry about
because he's the fucking man.
Yes, he's. I love him as a character, but guess what?
Undefeated.
The real smartest character is not Tony Stark. It's Reed motherfucking Richards.
And what has he done? Jack, next question. I can't.
But to be fair, when you say the strong, like the smartest, ain't nobody thinks of Reed Richards, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, who the fuck is Reed Richards?
But that Reed Richards is Mr. Fantastic.
For a living? Is that why he's the smartest?
Jared, next question. Next question.
Yo, have you seen the Fantastic Four in any MCU movie?
They're literally
Fantastic
gonna...
Four.
Exactly. They're in
the
production.
Worst filmed
exactly.
Movie because they can't get shit right.
Okay.
They
no.
always gotta restart.
Always gotta restart. You are treating this like they're you're treating the Fantastic Four like they're from DC.
Yes.
And that's factually incorrect.
Yo, it is true. Like, isn't it like Fantastic Four and then they made it again?
And again.
No. Okay. I'm trying to get away from this topic, but y'all want to keep talking about this. So let me just put this shit to rest. They made a Fantastic Four movie. And it was a good movie. It had a sequel. It's called Silver Samurai. Then years passed. Then they decided to reboot it. And this was also. And then after that, they didn't even bother with that one because this was at around the time when Fox lost their rights and Disney bought them out. So that means that there was no more Fantastic Four for Fox. But they already confirmed that they are the new Fantastic Four movie that's a part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe is coming out next year.
Next year's The Last Redemption. That's what I'm hearing. Because Theo Andy.
Now listen, it's not even fair because even if that movie is good, you guys are gonna come at my ass.
We're gonna see.
I guarantee it was gonna be fire. I guarantee it was
you
actually
said that about the
no,
last one.
No, 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 no. I did not say that about the last one. The last time I said it was fine. I said it was good, and that's when everybody in that fucking room said it was good too. And by everyone, I'm talking about all our cousins because this is getting too fucking personal for no reason.
Oh my god! Jesus. What's the next question, Jay?
Yeah, please. Next question. This fucking Marvel ignorance. I can't believe this shit.
So, talking away from the MCU.
Thank God.
Because clearly it was a controversy.
Yes.
All right, we're going back to anime.
Okay, that's fine.
Snap back to reality.
Oh,
there goes Rabbit.
Oh, nice.
What anime would you want to be in on some isekai type beat? Even though we hate those.
No, we love those.
No, we fucking don't.
From another world. What would I want to be in?
So what world do we want to be in? Like yes. What anime? Okay.
Any anime world. Make it interesting. Also, you're not the main character in this world. I forgot to say.
That's fine.
Why not?
You some like side character.
All right, whatever. I'm ready for the reveals.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, wait, leave it up so that, putting it up, there you go.
Man said Naruto, respect.
Okay, all right, I like all our answers.
I honestly didn't know we was like going like any type of anime.
Yeah, why not?
Dragon Ball is an isekai?
No,
we're not talking about isekai. We're talking about if you get it. Oh my.
He's talking about any anime?
He said any anime.
I just heard isekai and I was like, oh.
And okay. Then your brain just shifted.
Well,
right?
Sword Art's still
wait, what,
valid.
Wait, what did you even put?
I put Sword Art.
Okay, so why did you pick Sword Art?
I mean, because I thought we were talking about isekais. But regardless, Sword Art's still valid, like a valid choice. It would probably be like a top 3 of like which anime I would want to be in. Other than Sword Art, I'd probably say Bleach.
Uh-huh.
Dragon Ball respectively probably. Yeah.
I said Dragon Ball as my first answer because even if I'm not the main character, he said we're at least side characters. So if I'm a side character in Dragon Ball, there's a high chance that makes me part Saiyan. Which I would 100% be okay
with. No, you're Yamcha.
Man. I don't know why he questioned it like that. Side character? I think I'm the main character.
But sorry, that's cool though.
Nah, because then like you can pick answers vibe. Like you can pick answers like Attack on Titan. Be like, oh yeah.
Hell no.
Why would I want to be a side character in Attack on Titan just to get fucking
eaten?
No,
I said didn't say side character.
Yeah, but you got mad layers to these questions. See, look. All right, so let me finish my answer. So with Dragon Ball, my mindset was, okay, if I'm in a Dragon Ball world, and if I'm at least a side character, according to his rules, even if I'm a human or a Saiyan, that means that I'm at least in conjunction with the Z Warriors, which means I have the best training partners, which means I have the best protection, which means that I have a great family. And that also means I probably got money, which I don't have in real life. And the most important thing, the Dragon Balls exist. Mm. So if I don't have none of the above, I'll go find them fucking shits and I'll wish for my shit. The other thing I said was Pokemon, just because like it would be kind of cool to see like Pokemon, like, you know, because that's like something that as a kid, like, I remember back in the day for me, like, when Pokemon was, like, fresh in America, I kid you not, on the bus going to school, it was almost like how Pokemon Snap was, where you
would have the DS.
No. It was just way before DS, okay?
The Game Boy.
No, listen to what I'm fucking trying to say, okay? What I'm trying to say is that, like, we'd be on the bus, and anytime you see a bird, you're like, oh, look, it's a Pidgey! Mm. we would have that imagination, and like any sort of animal that we would see, we'd always try to relate it to what that Pokemon equivalent was. Mm-hmm. So like as a kid, that was always something that we dreamed of, and like the closest thing that we would ever get to doing that is like when you would get the toys that came with the Pokeball, and there was some toys that you could like the good ones, you'd hit the button
and it would pop
open, and then you can fit the figures in there. But you got mad brownie points, and you were looked at as one of the cool kids if you threw your Pokeball and they popped out and landed on their fucking feet. If they did that shit, everyone was like, oh, like, and that was so rare. You know how many times people threw their shit, and you know how many broken fucking Pokeballs?
Charizard.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So yeah. That'd be hot. That'd be freaking fire. So, what did you say? Naruto, right?
I said Naruto.
And why?
Cause low key, Naruto kind of chill, a little bit.
Fuck does that mean?
Like, I mean, like, I'm in no danger of dying.
You sure? You realize I got hella ninjas with mad ninjutsu, secret arts, and all that shit too, right?
Yeah, but I can learn that. I can learn that. I can go to school.
That's right. A side character.
You know, I might not be Naruto learning the a million shadow clones.
The multi shadow clone Jutsu Kagebunshin.
But like at least I could do some things. I'm gonna have a normal average living under the Hokage.
I like how you guys live under the fucking Hokage as a side character.
No, like, they all live under the Hokage. Like, the
oh, I see what you mean. Okay, gotcha. All right. That's cool.
Next.
Hey, you brought up Pokemon, which is great, because that was actually one of my questions.
Oh, okay.
Oh, question.
What's the best Pokemon?
The best Stop.
It should just be easy, easy answer, no debate.
The best Pokemon?
The best fucking Pokemon. There is only one correct answer as far as I'm concerned.
Let me think. So I play competitive.
Nah, fuck all that shit. Fuck all that shit. Competitive, no competitive. No competition. I don't care.
Are you guys done?
Oh, I'm ready. I had my answer frame zero. I can't wait to see what Brandon puts. Some bullshit ass answer.
Like, oh, they got the best stats.
You got the best EVs, IVs.
Yeah, exactly. All that shit. Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, let's go. Let's go. Oh, wow. Wait, he said RC. Ain't nobody beating this nigga. Okay, so factually, I would think you would be correct.
Arceus is the god of Pokemon, practically.
I mean, you can't...
Okay, well, I meant, like, best Pokemon as in, like, you know...
When you say best Pokemon...
Not, like, not like lore-wise.
I just said Arceus because that motherfucker... He nasty.
So, okay, so you... Okay, so you pick... Okay, I mean, that's a fair answer. You picked the god of Pokemon. That's fine. All right. Now, interesting enough, for Jared's answer, you said Mega Charizard X, correct?
Yeah.
That's blue.
Oh, yeah. So, now, let me tell you something. I fuck with that answer even more than my answer. I just said regular Charizard.
Guess what? Listen. Guess what? They made him a dragon.
That's right. That's
fire
fucking
dragon
right.
Type like he always should be.
Exactly. Tell him.
No fire flying. I don't know who in the right mind over there at Nintendo Game Freak said fire flying for this dragon.
Oh, yes. Tell him. See, all right, so
I had a crazy special attack stat, though.
You and these fucking stats, bro.
Charizard Y?
Shit. Nah, see, all right, listen.
Charizard Y, yo, Charizard Y is just normal Charizard with a spiky head.
Facts.
No design went into
that. Yeah, he went from two spikes to one. Nah, listen. The funny thing about Charizard Y is that when Charizard Y came out, I was like, nah. Mm. I was like... At that point, I already knew. I'm like, listen, Mewtwo has two forms. I know Charizard is going to be the other one that'll have two fucking forms. And I was right. Because, much like my answer, I selected Charizard as the best Pokemon of all time. Because he quite literally is the best Pokemon of all fucking time.
I can't forget my Charizard beat Blastoise.
Oh my, yes. So, okay, tell the story.
Overheat, nigga.
Tell the story.
Wait, actually, it was Blastoise.
Exactly. Go ahead, tell the story.
I don't even know how young we were, but we was definitely like young teens.
Yes.
At this point, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
And I don't know what game we were playing.
I believe it was Diamond and Pearl, because we had to use Pokemon Revolution. It was on the Wii.
Yeah, Revolution type shit. Yeah, no, so... At this point in time, all the cousins were together. We all had our DSs or whatever system we had. We loaded up Revolution, made a bracket tourney.
Yep.
Whatchamacallit. And specifically in my story, there was me and Danny.
Yes, our cousin Danny. He's going to be on the podcast one day.
All right, for sure. Yeah, it was me and Danny. And then it was our last Pokemon. So it was I had Charizard, he had Blastoise. He had Blastoise. And I think I was on like 1 HP or some shit like that. Like,
yeah.
I was in the red because he used a water attack on me, obviously.
Yeah.
And he got me down low, but I had enough stat. And I had no idea about EVs at this point or nothing like that.
Right.
And back then it was difficult as fuck. Like, it was way harder than it is now to, like, you know, EV stat boost, all that shit. Freaking competitive. But yeah, then I had one shot and I used Blast Bird and I got a critical. That motherfucker was so tight. That was the hypest moment ever, though.
It was so... What makes it funnier is that our other cousins on the sideline were literally commentating out loud and saying, like, yo, Brandon has Blast Burn. If he uses Blast Burn, there's a 10% critical chance or a 10% chance that he'll land a crit. And we all told you. We all said, do it. And then Danny was like, no, don't tell him to do it. And he told him to do it. And he was like, no.
Yo, the life bar was just going down. Yeah, that shit was funny.
And you beat him. It was so funny. That was godlike. But yeah, I mean, I say Charizard, just not, I mean, obviously I know he's not the most competitively strong Pokemon, but like, this guy is so goated. If you look at the history of Pokemon overall, he's on everything.
He's definitely not... In terms of competitive, I don't know what it is now, but when I was playing, at least, he wasn't in the overused section at all.
Absolutely not.
AKA OU. He was like underused or rarely used.
All I would ever hear is that his biggest weakness was Stealth Rock.
It was. Stealth. That motherfucker would lose like a quarter or half of his life due to Stealth Rock.
Exactly. So
unless you had Rapid Spin or a nigga that could block the Stealth Rock, you know, to sub him in or some shit like that, or you started him, you wasn't gonna do very good.
Yeah, yeah. So like, I'm looking at the anime, I'm looking at the video games, especially the anime, because I remember, obviously, Charizard was involved in so many different storylines. And then, obviously, one day, Ash had to let him go chill in the Charizific Valley or whatever, because my man had to, you know, he saw the female Charizard and the rest is history. So, but then he kept getting the call back. And especially, I remember, man, you remember fucking Pokemon 3. Entei, the mystery of the unknown. What happened? Ash is falling. Ah! And then, whoom, Charizard saving the fucking day. Why?
I fucking, because
the best Pokemon.
Yeah, I love and hated that movie because of that bitch.
Yo.
Speaking of that movie.
Fucking.
But that's a whole nother topic.
That is a whole nother topic. All right, I don't want to make my answer any longer, but I just remember that in Black and White, they made such a big deal of him coming back.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan, they released all this Charizard merchandise. They don't do that for no other Pokemon.
Oh no!
It was like a fucking monumental moment in the history of Pokemon. It was like, yo, Charizard's back. They had underwear, they had ties, they had wallets, they had everything you can imagine. Charizard merchandise, Japan only, of course. They hold us. But yes, Charizard, best Pokemon.
Nah, and they even made, y'all remember the Pokemon Origins TV series on the Netflix?
Dude, more ammunition for my reason.
Nigga, Red.
That was golden. He was facing Mewtwo too?
Yo. All right.
Stop playing with
I got another story because you brought that up. Okay. We've all seen that shit. You remember how around that time, that was when X and Y was coming out?
I think so. Yeah.
All right, so check this out. The night before the game was coming out, I was with all my homies, and this was when I was still in college.
Mm.
We all decided we were going to fucking stay up because we were going to the morning release.
I think I remember.
Yo, I was like, guys, who has not seen this movie? It was like a four-part thing, and Roberto was there, and it was like, no, we know. So I put it on. They had no idea what they're about to see. It was the story of Red, right? Going through all the original shit. And when I first watched it, I was like not ready and expecting to see what we saw.
Greatest.
When fucking Charizard fights Mewtwo and he mega evolves, I lost my mind.
That was great.
That was probably one of the most hypest moments of all time in Pokemon history. Because that shit was insane. Because they retold, it was like a retelling of like Gen 1, but it had Mega Evolutions from Gen 6. It was so sick.
Picture yourself. You're playing some Pokemon on your Switch. You're on a cruise, right? You get a bed. Even though there's a, you know, lightning storm heading on their way. The boat severely crashes. You're the only survivor on the island. What three things you gonna have with you to survive on the island?
Okay, this is a hard question.
Off of a cruise?
I don't know. I just tried storytelling.
What the fuck am I bringing or gonna have on a cruise that I'm gonna have to survive
with? So wait a minute. We can only bring three items.
Three items.
So okay, the question is, if we're on a cruise ship and it crashes and we're on a deserted island, we only have three things to bring with us from that cruise ship onto said island to survive. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, it could basically be anything because you get lucky and like pack it with your stuff.
So is this stuff that we would have, like, that we it could be anything from the cruise ship?
Sounds like we have a
magical
backpack.
Anything from the cruise ship and anything you would bring to a cruise.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Interesting. Okay. All right. So three things, right?
Yeah.
Here we go. All
right. I feel like I'm going to have the best answers, but I might be beat by whatever the fuck Brandon says.
I just said some shit.
All right. I'm good.
I'm good too.
3, 2, 1, and we go one at a time.
Okay.
Wait. Is that a net butter knife?
It says net butcher knife and a flashlight.
Okay, so I put... All right. So actually, you know what? Jared, explain yours. So you said net, butcher knife, and all what? Right. Don't erase it.
And a flashlight.
Okay, explain.
All right, so think about it. So, you know, they got to have nets on the cruise ship because how else are they going to catch the fish?
Okay.
You know, they got fish on cruises.
Uh-huh.
So then think about it. That's easy food.
Okay.
You're just throwing that in the ocean. Boom. Get some fishies. Cook them up. And know how I didn't say a lighter? Because you can make fire out of sticks.
Yeah, survival skills. Okay.
You don't need no lighter. That's a waste of spot.
Okay.
You could also use the net for like, I don't know, just cat. You can make yourself a hammock.
Uh-huh.
Really, if you really wanted to.
Alright.
And we also got the butcher's knife. Because, you know, if you need to hunt or cut stuff, like cutting some vines for your house or whatever, for your little shelter. Because you're going to be there for a while. No internet connection.
Alright.
No internet. And then flashlight, obviously, is going to get dark outside. You need to see. You need to see where you're going. Okay. Don't want to be stepping no sticks.
Yeah.
No hedgehogs. No sonics. Don't want to be stepping on that.
All right. So, Brandon, show the camera what you put again. What did you? So he said contacts.
Okay.
Contact solution. And it changed the clothes.
Oh my shit, man. All
right, I need to hear the reasoning behind all these things.
You see, so I need contacts so I can see.
Okay.
I need the contact solution so I could refresh my sight.
Okay.
Change your clothes so I don't stink.
Okay. Oh my god. Okay.
For the most part, you know.
That's fair.
You know. Change your clothes. Change your clothes.
That's so I love how he said contact and contact solution as just one thing. Alright, so what I put. So I put my number one thing is toiletries. That means that I'm gonna have all my soaps.
That's cheating.
No,
that's
well, cheating. But you said anything.
I said three items.
Toiletries is all in one bag.
It's not one item. That's
all
a category.
All in one bag, son. That's one item.
That
includes my brush, my shampoo, conditioner. Hey, listen. He can have his contacts and contact solution. You bet your ass I'm going to have my fucking soap and shit so that I can stay fresh to survive fresh. You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here.
Call the police.
He's cheating. All right. Listen. Next, I got... What did I say? Oh, yeah. Number two is a super duper communicator.
What the? Just say a phone.
Well, see, the reason why I didn't just say a phone was because I wanted. So my idea is, I'm not trying to be on this island for too long. So when I say super duper communicator, that means that it's whatever device that works anywhere in the world, so that I can send distress signals out to whoever I gotta fucking say and be like, "Yo, I'm here. It's an emergency. The ship crashed. Pick us up." That's what that means. And then the last thing is a super duper charger for anything. Okay. So that
super duper charger.
So that means that I can literally have whatever device anyone has, I could charge that, John. Use solar, moonlight, water, super, it covers everything.
What are you charging? You got no.
You might as well, like.
Number two. I charge whatever the communicator needs that shit.
Your super duper communicator.
Exactly.
Mm-mm-mm.
Simple as that.
Same shit.
I mean, I guess.
See, you thought you was slick with that fucking knife and net and shit. I'm like, I'm trying to get the fuck off the island.
Nah,
I'm not trying to stay.
You're still cheating, bro. That's cheating.
Nah, son. If when you pack up for a trip. The smart thing to do is to put all your toiletries in like a Ziploc. That's one thing right there. Yeah, boom. Yeah. All the travel size shit right there. That's one junk.
That's five items in one bag.
Listen, I gotta get my shit where I can.
I would like to dedicate a segment unwillingly to the new Dragon Ball Super Chat.
Oh, how nice. All right, bet. All right, guys. So like I said last week, I guess this was going to wrap up the episode. I mentioned that I was going to let these guys know what the fuck happened on the last chapter. If you missed it out on my main channel, I actually reacted and discussed it with you guys live. So that replay is available at any time at your most quickest convenience. You can check that back out. And let me tell you, boys, it was a great chapter. Okay. So to be very quick, I'm essentially going to just brush through what happened so you guys can have a better idea as to what happened. So we already know it was Gohan versus Goku. Okay. So Gohan essentially starts off by trying to get a hit in on Goku. Goku being an Ultra Instinct, he's clearly dodging a lot of shit. He's like being divine, he's floating, he's being all power of nothingness type shit. He actually gets the first hit on Gohan.
Type shit.
Okay, all right. Now remember, it's a sparring match. So this is not, you know, a battle to the death or nothing like that, but they are going all out. Gohan is fighting in his beast mode off rip, not wasting no time. Goku is dodging everything that Gohan is throwing at him. And Gohan at one moment even looks like he powers up his beast mode. And so meanwhile, everyone is watching. Broly is so intrigued into this fight. So Vegeta's even impressed as to how well Gohan can actually control such an immense power. And when he powers up, he charges in at Goku so fast. And remember, Ultra Instinct dodges everything. He gets a hit.
No, it's some trash, bro.
No, it's not. Okay? Because it's not like... It wasn't like
he's not in his, like, his Ultra... Like, he's in Ultra Instinct, but there's two versions, right?
He's in the Mastered one now.
He's in Mastered?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, like, they're not dilly-dallying with this shit. So, like, I shouldn't say he powered up and then he got a hit in. He powers up and then he started to graze Goku. Like, he was getting closer and closer and closer. And then finally, he manages to get a hit in. And he hits him. And then whether you could take... It doesn't matter if you decide to take this as he was... like he knocked him out of Ultra Instinct, or Goku just decided to power down at this point in time. But Goku even asked him, like, oh, how did you pull that off? And then Gohan's like, I boosted my chi just up to the point where I might snap. Remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Where he might snap, okay? So then he says, while still maintaining control, that's how I'd best describe it. And Goku's like, So then they fight a little more. And then Broly the entire time is watching. Like, he's like this, right? He is like, wow. He's so impressed. He's like, I never knew fighting like that was possible. And so then Goku finally goes, all right, I'm good. And this is probably, I'm telling you, this is one of the best lines you could take from this chapter. He literally says, and I quote, you're about the only one who could master a move like that in no time flat, Gohan. Kudos, really. Honestly, I can rest easy knowing the earth will be safe when I'm gone. Respect it.
Chat.
I'll respect it when he fights a redeemable warrior of
okay.
a villain. Yep. Not no fucking bullshit Cell Max or whatever the fuck.
So then the second most interesting thing happens from that moment. Gohan's like, Dad, like, you know, it's a very heartfelt moment. And Goku's like, you still got some left in the tank, right? And Gohan's like, sure. And he goes, All right, because there's someone else that I think you should fight.
Nah, there's no
way. They made it happen?
Gohan versus Broly.
Bring back the old days.
So Broly is like, what? Really? And so then he like goes in and they start fighting. And Gohan is not even in his beast mode yet. He's fighting him in base. Broly's also in base. So they're like, oh, you think this is a good idea? Blah, 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 whatever. And then Gohan's like, I hear you're a powerhouse in your own right, Broly. And then Broly's like, show me your beast form from before. Gohan's like, as you wish, no time wasted. This chapter was fucking moving.
Okay. It's about fucking time.
He, instant beast mode, Broly. Shocked, in awe, right? Gohan, getting the hits in. Broly's on the defense the entire time. He's getting hit back, knocked down. And right when Broly's about to start snapping, Vegeta's like, oh, shit. Like, you know, exclamation point. And he even has a moment where he's, right? Powers up. But the panels are drawn in a very interesting way because the fighting is still going on. But you see Broly, he's in his full power Super Saiyan mode.
All right.
But they don't show you his face.
Mm.
So when I read this single page because I didn't want to get spoiled on the next page, right? So at this moment, I said to my chat, I go, guys, if we see the pupils, that means Broly is in control.
Mm-hmm.
And by gosh, he's in control!
Of the Super Saiyan?
Yes!
Interesting.
So he's fighting Beast Gohan right now. And Goku's like, he's gone Super Saiyan, but look, his eyes tell us he's still himself. And then Vegeta's like, good for him. He's tamed his own unruly transformation. And even Gohan is like, such power. Sweating in beast mode. He had a little sweat John. And he's like, unlike any of the Super Saiyan forms I've seen. So we can easily say, without a shadow of a doubt, Broly has the strongest Super Saiyan form right now.
100%. 100%. He's always had that. No doubt.
No doubt.
He's the legendary Super Saiyan.
Yeah. So then even Whis on the side goes, evidently, Broly has achieved some growth thanks to Gohan.
Mm.
And then Beerus is like, still just a Super Saiyan, though. He's like, meanwhile, Goku's kid has a better handle on the power he's toting. So again, they like go back and forth. They're fighting and everything like that. And so like Vegeta's getting a little anxious. And he's like, when is it my turn? Right? So he wants a crack at Gohan. But before he can jump in, Goten and Trunks are like, we want to fight too. So it turns into a fucking battle royale. They all start fighting.
No, sure.
They all start fighting. And then Goku's like, hey! You know how Goku gets. So he starts going in there. And they fucking destroyed Beerus's planet completely.
Type shit.
It was amazing. It was like an all-out brawl out. And then by the end, like, it was like quick. Like, there's obviously it was a humongous sparring match. There was no definitive winner. That was never the point of this. But at the end, they're all like lying down on the ground. They're like, Goku's like, whoo, haven't had something like that in a long time. Right? But then, like, shortly after that, then they eat, of course, in natural Dragon Ball fashion. They all eat. And then, you know, eventually they end up going back home. And so Goku's like, all right, let me try to see if I can find anyone's power strong enough that I can latch onto. And he's looking, you know, and he goes, is that Piccolo? Of course, because Piccolo got stronger now too. And he's like, great. So they go right to Piccolo. And of course, the first thing Goku wants to do is he wants to fight Piccolo because he wants to see it. But then Piccolo's like, can't. I am actually scheduled to go pick up Pan, right? Now, this is like my third favorite moment of this entire chapter. Goku goes, Pan?
The fuck?
Everybody's like, are you fucking kidding me? And then Vegeta was like he called him a disgrace. And then Piccolo's like, you're coming with us for to make up for that. Because he forgot his own granddaughter. And Goku's like, oh, yeah, I'm sure I remember. Like, right? So they go to pick up Pan. Pan obviously runs over to Gohan. She's all excited. She's hugging Gohan. And she notices Goku in the distance, mm-hmm. right? And at this moment, there's no speech bubbles. There's no dialogue. This is all up into interpretation. So how I look at this is Pan points to Goku and she goes, Dad, who's that man? And then Gohan turns around and he goes, ah, like that's your grandpa. And then she's like, all like, huh? And then Goku's like, hey. And then she immediately has a look of like, like she's like pissed, right? So she's in her school getup. In a quick gif, like a quick jiffy, she like, it almost looks like she instant transmissions out of her fucking school hat and backpack. And she ends up behind Goku trying to fucking kick him in the head. And Goku, like, he does one of these, he's like, and he fucking blocks Pan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Has to.
And as soon as Pan notices that Goku blocked it with no problem, and he's like, right? Then she smiles. And then Gohan and Gohan's like, ah, right? And then Piccolo's like, all standing, probably like, yeah, right? Mm. And so then they walk away from the school, and then they take but a few steps. And like Gohan is holding Pan's hand, right? And then Goku's like standing on the other side of her. But then immediately they go down like they're about to go fucking race. And they start flying off like they're racing.
Mm.
And that is how the chapter ends.
Interesting.
So that was probably one of the best chapters ever. That was probably one of the most beautifully done chapters. We got everything.
A fucking year?
Yes. Like, this is the best chapter all year, at least for this year right now so far. Now, it's already confirmed that they're taking a break. Mm-hmm. We don't know how long they're going to take the break for, but either way, they are taking a break. So what happens now? I don't know. But the fact that we had a Goku versus Gohan fight, we got acknowledgement of Gohan. Think about the last time that happened. The last time Goku ever truly acknowledged his son was probably back in the day.
Probably back in Cell.
Exactly. Exactly.
Not even Boo, because he fucked up himself.
Exactly.
And when he could have finished the job, but he didn't.
Exactly. So that's, to me, that is such a humongous moment that he acknowledges his son and he's like, yo, if anything happen to me, Earth is good. Because through all the rest, after Cell and you know, especially during Super highlights how dismissive Goku is of Gohan. He's like, ah, oh, man, he's, you know, he shuns him off. He's like, like Gohan's not enough.
He probably acknowledged him to a certain degree because Goku's still that nigga.
Well, like, of course.
Fuck, he's still that dog.
Yeah.
Goku's Goku, so.
But the fact
that. I guess whenever he does leave, in a sense, you know, he trusts that that Gohan will step up to the plate with the new power. That's pretty much it.
The fact remains is that he at least gave him that much. And then the fact that we get Gohan versus Broly.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then Broly learns because think of the movie. My man was going toe-to-toe with Super Saiyan gods. And he was learning monkey see, monkey do. He was doing it back. He saw Gohan control his beast mode and literally figured it out in a fight with Gohan, and now Broly is way better than he was before. Which makes me believe that it seems like the direction and how they told this chapter, it seems like Broly will be able to attain beast mode.
Mm.
Which I don't know how I feel about that just yet, because the clue here is that Gohan pointed out that I powered up to a point just before I would snap. Who else snaps? Broly.
Mm-hmm.
So Gohan has figured out a self-sustainable form that has no God Ki at all. It doesn't rely on that whatsoever. It is something deep within themselves, and that directly relates to Broly.
And who knows if Goku can't? Goku could probably do that shit.
I'm sure he could.
On the fucking low.
I'm sure he could, but he's too divine now. He's up there.
What if he could do both?
Yeah, whatever.
That'd be crazy.
Sure. But my thing is, I still am holding on to Primal Instinct. I still want Broly to do Super Saiyan 4 and call it Primal Instinct. That's what I want. But, and then aside from that, and then of course, like the beautiful moment with Pan and Goku, you know, that shit was fire. So it was like a nice little like setup to whatever they have planned next. And I hope at this point, if they come back chapter 104, I pray that it is the end of Z moment that we've been all been waiting for. I truly hope so. So, but yes, Jared, that is all the time I needed. Thank you for allowing me on this episode since you're the host, right? Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
So I,
but don't, we got something that people may be forgetting.
And what's that?
We have our Patreon shout out. If you're a thriving Ozaru, you know. If you don't hear your name today, well, stop slacking. Pay up.
Said pay up.
He said pay up, okay. Attention! Patreon shoutouts! Alright. Listen up. If you want your name shout out at the end of these episodes, you want to support. You want to make sure this content is sprucing up, more content, all that. Full Power Podcast over on the Patreon page. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right, boys, ready?
Yeah.
Deontay Sheridan.
Deontay.
Anthony Parker.
Parker B.
Krista. Dante TX.
Suck it, bitch.
Jerick Rivera. Lord Payne.
And it is nuts.
Mr. Back again once again. Mr. Odd Man Out.
Never can I'm out.
Mr. Wash.
Watch that bitch.
Philly Handball.
Philly.
Ryukusen Bajita.
Hadoken.
Soul Awakens.
Wake your ass up.
Sensei Saiyan WMT with the soft.
Soul.
Travis Boyette.
Travis.
Vegeta Uchiha.
Vegeta Uchiha.
Worse than a demon. Thank you.
Demon time.
He's the only one.
Yeah. Only one.
Land of the Rising Sun. He's our boy. His name is Juice. All right, boys. Yeah! Hit him up. All right, and as always, as a reminder, yet again, if you want to hear your name, shout it out at the end of these episodes. Oh, you want it? You want it? Go ahead.
Hey.
You got him. Go ahead.
I
want
to hear your name at the end of these episodes. Hey, up. Driving Ozaru, Patreon, Full Power Podcast. We know what's that. Any all problems, right. Contact fullpowerpod@gmail.com. That's fullpowerpod@gmail.com. No BS. We don't want that trash.
Oh, tell them. Oh, I got to give you the freaking. Ooh.
Bow. Other socials, check the description. You know, Twitter. No X.
No X.
Because that belongs to Dante TX.
Oh, nuts. So wait a minute. Does that mean I got to do the Twitter song?
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, this is going to be fun. All right. I'm going to do my own thing. Habata itara.
You already know.
Modora nai to ite.
Type shit.
Mazashita no wa.
It's the bluebird.
Aoi, aoi, ano sora. Tell him.
Follow our stuff on Twitter, Full Power Podcast. You already know where we at. We outside.
Let's go. All right. Well, I must say, as your first time hosting duties, you did a pretty good job on the first one around. Everybody in the comments, give it up for our boy IQ. Ooch. For driving today. That was some, you know what though? You had some really great topics. It was very engaging. I had a lot of fun. Had a lot of fucking banter, which is, you know, what we want, of course, is good content. And so do you feel confident in like doing it again in the future?
That's pretty good. I need to get my own soundboard.
Oh yeah, that would actually be kind of fire. It'd be funny if you had your own soundboard too. So
I think I could have like Discord soundboard or like use like whatever.
You
like
might
voice mod.
Yeah, you might be able to do something. But yeah, your duties are not done just yet because, you know, we got to do the outro stuff. So go ahead, take it. I'm passing it back to you. I just wanted to give you some flowers.
Ryan, what do you have for the people left at home?
Ooh, I was about to steal your shit. All right. You got to keep it locked, loaded right here on the Full Power Podcast. Stay. Wait a minute, I'm looking at the wrong camera. Stay fresh, stay clean, and stay the hell inside. And stay believing.
All right, Brandon, what do you got left for the people at home?
Same shit. You know, stay fresh, stay clean. Get yourself a nice fucking cologne. Stinking knees.
Ah. You know, you were on a three-week one.
I was on a little cool down.
You were on a streak, and you didn't insult them, which I was so happy about.
I'm not insulting.
Yeah.
This is just a refresher to stay fresh.
Whatever. All right.
Just in case.
And people back home, you already know. Keep it real. Comment if I'm a better host. You already know. Anyway, stay safe. Stay clean.
Stay the hell inside. A
lot of bad things in the world. So. Keep it up.
You're really mocking me like that? I don't even sound like that. It's been your boy, Ooch, the Iceman. Brother.
Oh, wait, hold on. I want to do that. I wanna do that.
Oh, now you know what to do. Okay.
No. It's your boy, IQ, the icy one, Brother Ooch. We don't have one for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
The caster of all the podcasts, Oochie Gay.
Yeah.
And we are out. See y'all next time.
Gotta say something.
Next week. Same time and place.
Tight.
You already know.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to this chicharron.
Shout out to the chicharron. All right.
W.